I'm good. Yeah, I'm really, really good.
Now, off air, we were just talking about Nando's. Do you have the fabled black card?
No, I haven't had that for 3 or 4 years. Lots of people would be like, why do you need free food? I kind of stepped away from it.
That makes me feel kind of warm inside there, actually. That's Thank very you. Nice. But you're still loving the... Which sauce do you go for?
How spicy are you, Ed?
Usually medium. Hot is just a bit of a write-off the next day.
Of course, you're here because you love us, primarily, but also, you know, to plug the songs. But the songs are already massive. You could have saved yourself the effort. You could have just had the day in bed.
Every time I release an album, I know the most important thing to do are regional radio interviews. If I stop having hits, you guys will carry on supporting me just out of love, if that makes sense.
That's just because we love you, Ed. That's
it is.
Why.
Yeah, Ed knows that we love him
lots
the
of
most.
Artists make mistakes where they won't remember the stations that help them on the come up, and I think that they're the most important ones.
Oh, I love that.
This is more
Ed, I'm touched.
Yeah, with it. This
is lovely. So with your comeback, Ed, did you expect it to go this well? I mean, which one of the singles did you think might go to number one? You must have had an inkling because they are so good.
Me and my whole team knew that Shape of You would go number one straight away because it was the catchiest of the two and most kind of like instant. But I really believe that Castle on the Hill is going to take over at some point.
Do you know from the start the production, how it's going to go?
I guess so. I mean, Shape of You, for instance, was just that marimba keyboard when we wrote it. And then I kind of took it away. I wasn't intending to sing it to begin with. And then I took it away and thought of ways to do it. And what I really wanted to do was have a song, like a single, that the drums weren't in the chorus. So the drums in the song come after the chorus. So the chorus, you think it's going to drop and it doesn't. So that was like how I sort of wanted to have that production on that.
Yeah, the point of releasing those two songs was to basically show people that the album is going to be eclectic. I think if I'd have just come with Castle on the Hill first, people would be like, oh, he's going to make a U2 record. And if I'd have come with Shape of You, they'd be like, oh, he's going to make a Tropical House record or something. So putting them both out at once makes everyone second guess it and know that the album's going to be more eclectic than they would have originally thought.
I like it. Very clever. And Castle on the Hill. Now, that's a love song for Suffolk. If Gary was to write a love song for Kent, how does he start with that? Because he's quite into that, I think, aren't you, Gary? Quite up for writing a love song for Kent.
Well, yeah. Well, I know you know Kent a bit. You know, your old man was a Bromley boy. Where do I start?
Do you know what? Do you know what? I think the reason why people are really connecting with Castle on the Hill is it is so similar to everywhere in England and growing up. I think if you go to a state school in outside the city, the song is going to speak to you. Having a kiss when you're 15 on a Friday night in the town centre. You know, it's a very... I think it's most people's childhoods in England. So I guess just do a similar thing to that for Kent. I'm sure, Gary, like the reason that you're drawn to it is because you listen to it and you go, oh, that reminds me of growing up.
Ed Sheeran with us on KMFM Breakfast this morning. I don't think we can ask this, Laura. I just don't think we can ask this.
I know, but we've got to talk about it. It's in the song. So, of course, in your song Castle on the Hill, you talk about not getting your first kiss right. Tell us about your experience of first kisses.
You watch Piers Brosnan in GoldenEye, like, get it on with Natalia, and you're like, that's definitely how you're meant to kiss a girl. And,
this is my moment.
Yeah, and then you find yourself in that situation and it's just like, wait a minute. I think I only really learned how to kiss when I actually got a girlfriend, and like you can practice, I guess, like, because you never really know when you're like 14, 15. You're like, oh well, I'll just do it the way that people say to do it in the movies.
How would you rate your kissing now out of 10, your own kissing
now?
I
don't know, it's pretty average, I think. Maybe
pretty
like
average.
7 or 8. Do you know what I'd love to do? I'd love to do one good movie. I'd love to be involved in the writing and the acting and the music soundtrack of one good movie. And I think to do one good movie, I have to take a lot of time to do it. I'm not going to do it on the side of me touring, because then it will turn out bad. So it's something that
I'm interested in doing, but it's definitely not going to happen anytime soon.
Now, she's probably too modest to mention it, Laura here, but she's already, no, she's getting married this year.
Yes.
She's already secured the services.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
She's already secured the services of, do you watch Gogglebox? Have you ever seen or been aware of the people from Gogglebox?
I would really, really like to do Gogglebox. I think it's great.
Well, you'd be good on that.
We could probably make it happen for you because we've got a showbiz friend, Sandy Bogle, who says stuff like this when she comes to talk to us.
I'll sing for you, babe!
Sandy, we are actually singing at my wedding.
I'll sing at your wedding.
Now, Sandy Bogle has agreed to sing at Laura's wedding. Now, I'm giving you every opportunity here, because you're modest and you don't want to look bad, to come and sing at Laura's wedding as well.
You see, I almost know that I won't be able to this year, but I do go and sing at people's weddings in my time off.
Oh, my gosh, this is amazing.
If I have I did it like 4 or 5 times last year.
Wow.
But just like, you just turn up and do it.
So you're saying it could happen?
Yeah, it could. You're not writing it off, are you, Ed?
But if it's this year, it probably won't.
Oh, right, we're moving the wedding back. It'll be next year instead.
So. Yeah, we'll put it to 2018. We were wondering if you have another question that you're still yet to be asked and are longing for someone to ask you.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Have you enjoyed yourself today?
Oh.
And the answer is yes.
Good.
So good. We should have just let him interview himself all the way through. It would have been so much better. Thank you for sparing time for us in Kent at KMFM. Cheering, everybody.
Of course. Have a fantastic day.